it wouldn't be near Jupiter right now and be very visible. It would be very far out. I believe personally it's just breaking into the solar system somewhere in the region of Pluto or maybe slightly beyond, and it did that within the last month or two. And it's coming in and picking up speed, of course, as it approaches the sun. It's an elliptical orbit following Keplerian mechanics, all of that, you know, which means it's not in some kind of strange orbit that's peculiar to Nibiru. No, it would be following, you know, celestial mechanics, albeit it does have the tail drag to deal with. And that, we, of course, saw with Hale-Bopp, changed its orbit drastically on a daily basis. Your question is, when would we see it? And my, like I say, up to a week ago, I was saying we would see it probably in the fall. And that's when we would get our first good glimpse of Orion, and amateur astronomers could see it. And I mean, that still could be the possibility. But now I'm convinced that it's coming from the other direction. So if we wait until October, then it's going to truly be beyond the sun, and we won't get a glimpse of it until April, and it's going to be coming off of the horizon of the sun, and it's, I mean, truly, at that scenario, we would be blindsided. And the only people that would know about it would be the people at NASA who have the telescopes that knew all along where it was and weren't telling us. That's why it's important to move quickly, and hopefully there's some tactical problems with getting equipment and things to the sites we have to go to. And like I say, I'm not going to say any more just because it's
right.
If Harrington came back dead because he tried to get a picture of this thing. In fact, that was the scenario that was is being speculated upon, and of course, it's difficult to confirm a lot of those things. But I have in my hand here the abstract that he wrote, designating exactly where to look, and then I believe it was probably 96 when he was actually heading out to a certain very remote location with equipment to make the final pictures with an 8-inch telescope, I understand. So it wasn't a big telescope, so if you can see it with that, it's plenty big already. This object was known about, and it's very clear. I'll read one sentence out of this.
Okay.
This is from our friend, and who, like I say, this is a NASA internal document.
Mm-hmm.
Just one second.
Sure.
Sorry. The observation of the region of the sky in which it is believed planet X should now be, remember, this is a NASA internal document, 1991.
Mm-hmm.
The observation of the region of the sky in which it is believed planet X should now be, based on perturbations observed in the motions of Uranus and Neptune, was determined, listen to this, there was no reason to update that determination. In other words, they are sure of where this thing is. Now, the other thing I want to mention is Plate came across with a statement the other night, which is total disinformation, And like I say, this is probably what he was told to say. I think he said it in an honest sense, thinking he was right, but he made the statement that when the Voyagers went by Uranus and Neptune, they recalculated the masses of those planets.